Last night, council's meeting saw the proposal receive its first rubber stamp.
It's like the rebuilding of an icon.
That's what it is. To find out more from the Doylo, we have got the Chief Operating Officer, Brett Ellis. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Brett.
G'day, Brett.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. That was good news last night, mate. The first little hurdle is there.
Yes, that's right. So it was great news last night. It's moved now from council back to department. So we're almost there. It's a step forward, and we're coming to the end of this rezoning process, which is fantastic.
Mate, what does $200 million buy? It sounds like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's a huge investment into the community, and it's what it's going to deliver is 920 jobs. It's going to increase the supply of residential housing, affordable housing for seniors. It delivers community services through childcare, aquatic and medical facilities. There'll be diversity in food, beverage and retail offerings, and it'll promote and activate tourism through recreational activities and overnight accommodation. Beyond that, there's all the infrastructure that we've got to pay for as well, including signalised intersections and a whole heap of technical and consultants to help us get there.
So you're turning the Doylo into like a village.
Yeah, it's going to be built upon the theme of Australian Resort. So having a preservation to the biodiversity across the site as well, and it's going to be a destinational precinct for this area of the coast.
And a servo and a hotel, as you said, at the go-kart track, and a bigger raw challenge course as well, Brett.
Yeah, so we're going to expand raw, and then we'll move that north a bit into some other property. And along that, there'll be other recreational activities, including go-karting, and look at paintball, and we'll look at an internal recreational warehouse as well.
I'm just looking at Rob going, no, he's going, I will go in the raw challenge. No, you won't, Rob. No, you won't. His shoulders, his neck, his elbows.
No, there's nothing as inspiring.
And then, October.
What's that?
The next one's in October, so we'll be happy to see you there.
Yeah, the only reason he thought it was in the nude, I said, no, mate.
No, it's not. I'm away in October.
So we've got the council meeting and saw the proposal receive its first rubber stamp from the council. Where to from now, Brett?
Okay, so from now it gets packaged up and sent to the department. The department's already looked at it, and they provided gateway determination before it went to the council meeting last night. But that was just a high-level merit sort of assessment. This one's a little bit more of a review and interrogation. And then from that, if everything's good from the department's perspective, which should be assessed within a two-month time frame, it'll go through to the gazettal process through the department and made law. And then from that, then the subsequent DAs start getting developed and submitted. And then we can start doing construction and building these fantastic community facilities.
Are you going to try, and when it comes to the building process, you mentioned 920 jobs, do you tender this out nationally, or is this something you're going to try and keep a bit local?
We'll look locally. We're big supporters of the local community, so we'll look to some of the top tier sort of local builders and do a progression of interest through that process.
And Brett, if everything goes to plan with the state government, when do you expect the first bit of soil to be turned, and when do you expect the project to be finished?
So 2024 will be the commencement, if everything goes to plan, will be the commencement of turning soil. That'll be for stage one, which will be the signalised intersection and the fast food and the fuel. Mm. And then it'll be staged over years, and probably be up to between 15 years from now, we would hope to have it all completed.
Are we still going to get gigs at the Doylo?
What was that, sorry?
Are we still going to get rock and roll gigs at the Doylo?
Definitely, yep. We're bringing back big gigs, so we'll have a lot of exciting entertainment planned for the coming years and into the future as well.
Yeah, it's good news. Good news. Brilliant. For the Central Coast. Good news for the top end of the coast. It's so good. And mate, hope everything goes well. So a few years away, but it will go very quickly.
It sure will.
All right.
It sure will.
From the Doylson, Brett Ellis, who is the Chief Operating Officer. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks, Paddy. Thanks, Rob.
See you, mate.
Have a great morning.